We welcome to the program this weekend Jake Abbott. Jake is Ohio Health Advisor of Pharmacy Services. Jake, welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome back. It's been a minute or two, right?
Yes, it has. It's good to be back.
I'm glad you came back. We didn't scare you off too much, right?
Right.
Okay. And Olivia Weiss is here. Olivia is the Ohio Health Media and Public Relations Senior Consultant. Quite a title, Olivia. That's
Oh, thanks, Dennis. It's good to be here.
Welcome back to you as well.
Thanks.
And some guy named, I don't know, what is this? Oh, Hardin County Sheriff, Keith Everhart.
Thanks for having me back, Dennis. Sheriff, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sheriff. We're always a pleasure to sit down and talk with you. And Sheriff, we want to begin with you because your story ties into the topic of Ohio Health and what they offer here.
That is correct.
It actually begins with you, and I think you've been quite forthcoming with your story.
I have.
People know or have heard it. For some that haven't, or maybe they need a bit of a reminder,
Sure.
jump in.
After a lifelong illness, autoimmune deficiency diseases that are attached with that, I had a liver transplant 3 years ago, had a kidney transplant 2 years ago, and some of my anti-rejection medicine is done via infusion, and I've been traveling back to Indianapolis once a month for that, and between Jake and everyone at Ohio Health, they got that, for lack of better terms, drug, Jake, they got that drug at Hardin Memorial, and now I don't have to drive to Indianapolis to get my infusion. I just head right out here to our local hospital, which obviously saves me an entire day out of my schedule.
And how often did you have to do that?
I do it once a month.
Once a month.
I will have to do it for the rest of my life, which is fine. I'm not complaining, but to be honest, it's nice making a 5-minute drive versus a 3-hour drive.
Yeah. So you are doing well.
I'm doing great. The new organs are fine and doing fine. I lead a blessed life. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when they told you, like you said, you were going to complain if you had to go to Indy.
Yeah, I wasn't complaining. But for
but it's inconvenient, big time.
For transparency's sakes, my wife works out at Ohio Health Hardin, and she actually is the nurse manager, I think is her title, of the infusion clinic out there. So she obviously wanted to see me come local, and I wanted to come local, but it wasn't in your formulary, is that correct, Jake?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So she talked to Jake. Jake pulled his magic and worked hard at it, because I don't think it was something that was done overnight. I think you were working on it for quite some time.
Jump in there, Jake, and tell us how that came about.
Yeah. So Kim actually approached me about May of last year regarding Keith's new medication that he was going to be starting, to see if we can accommodate it at our infusion center. Unfortunately, at that time, it wasn't on our formulary. Ohio Health didn't really have a solid organ transplant program yet. So I was unable to accommodate it for him just because we have certain protocols in place. But I did push to have it added to formulary. You know, it took some hoops. The system went through the P&T process, got providers on board. And then eventually, I think it was 2 months ago, we got word that it was actually being added to formulary, and we were able to transfer his treatment from Indianapolis to Kenton, which is, I feel like, a huge success. It's only a 30-minute infusion for him, so he was driving,
six hour total for a 30-minute infusion. And again, no complaints, but if I can drive 5 minutes instead of 6-hour round trip, I'll take the 5 minutes.
So you were happy to hear that.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it was like you're active on your job.
I was literally
still,
out of the office for a day.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to Indianapolis. And again, if that's what I have to do, that's what I'll do. But with Jake working as hard as he did to get it here local, that saves me an entire day, and I can keep working.
It was good to have that happen because many other people need this kind of a service, correct?
Right, yeah. I think I told Keith before, you know, I'm not giving you any special treatment. Like, I'm willing to do this for any patient we have that approaches our infusion clinic. But the fact that, you know, we were able to accommodate our county sheriff and bring his treatment, you know, his care local, was just music to my ears. And Honestly, I would go through all the hoops. I would, you know, push and prod to get that added to formulary again if I had to do it.
Yeah. So, Olivia, this kind of makes your job easy, doesn't it? You're in charge pretty much of being the spokesperson for this little hospital out here, and that's easier when you have those kind of services.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just want to thank the sheriff for sharing your story and Jake for sharing your perspective. I mean, it's so great to have, you know, patients sharing their experience, the people on their inside and the inside sharing why this is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think what's so special about this story in particular, a lot of people don't realize all of the specialty and acute care that Hardin Memorial offers. Mm-hmm. And so being able to share this story, especially with the sheriff, you know, you're such a trusted voice in this community. We're hoping that people can hear this and say, this is someone that I trust sharing about this experience. You had a great experience, and it's care close to home.
That's an awesome point, isn't it? I mean, because you do have an influence over people, whether you say that or whether you believe it or not, you do.
That's what people tell me, yes.
Have you heard from people saying, hey, thanks? First off, you've been forthcoming about your story.
I've been
from
very
the beginning.
Forthcoming, and I've had people thank me for putting my story out there. And the way I look at it personally is, if my story can help someone else, whether it's through organ donation, or whether it's through stuff like this about, you know, getting the word out that we got a pretty awesome infusion center out there. And if you're driving to Columbus or Cleveland or Indianapolis to get things done, maybe you can get it done local.
Yeah.
So if my story will benefit someone else, then great. And I know Jake didn't do it just for me. Jake did it because he saw a need for it in his community, mm-hmm. in the area that he deals with.
But I
just happened to be the sheriff.
I did hear that they're calling it the Keith Everhart Infusion Center.
You know, I think that's a great idea.
We're working on it.
No, but again.
Just kidding, folks. That's not.
Yes, yes, he is kidding. If my story, throughout this entire process, if it helps anybody, and this is just one more box to check that if me putting it out there along with Jake and Olivia that, hey, you know, this stuff can be done here locally, and it will save a person's trip to Columbus. And because even Columbus, you know, after a while, that gets to be a long drive,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And if you can run out to Hardin instead of Columbus and get the exact same level of care, why not do it?
Yeah, exactly right. And the price of gas. Let's
exactly.
just throw that in there, too.
Exactly.
It's not cheap, is it?
No.
And that's secondary. But so people have told you, right? Have you heard from people? Saying,
I've had people tell me that they appreciate me being so forthcoming about things and that it has helped them, again, whether it's through organ donation, you know, going in and making sure that, you know what, I am going to be an organ donor. But I've actually talked to a lot of organ recipients that have gone through, you know, a lot of the same stuff I have, and I've been told that my positivity helps them, and so, again, if any way I can help somebody through the process that I've gone through, which, you know, everyone's got a story and everybody's got their trials and tribulations, I'm no different, no better, no worse than anybody else, but again, if by me putting it out there and saying this is what I've gone through and this is what helped me. And if that helps somebody, then awesome.
I was going to lead into that because you've never elevated your situation above anybody else.
Everybody's got stuff they're going through. Everyone. I'm no different than anybody else. And a lot of people's trials that they're going through are unseen. You know, they're behind closed doors, and even them. You know, we need to pray for those folks. And I hope that whatever they're going through, they come out as good as I did, because I came out on the other side of things. I'm doing great. I mean, how many times does somebody get to have a double organ transplant and keep his job and get to be grandpa? Grandpa is the awesome job.
Oh, it is.
Again, I'm blessed, and I hope everyone else gets the exact same type of result.
Yeah. Those are the stories you like, right, Jake? That's the outcome we're looking for here.
Absolutely.
And it's one of several happening, because this is not the only service. Olivia mentioned some of the different things. There's many different things happening in a small town hospital. That doesn't happen, does it?
No, I mean, we're so blessed to have the resources that we do have here in Kenton. I've been a part of the community for almost 20 years now, and it's just, it's amazing to see how much we've been able to grow between our infusion center, our ER, our surgery center, specialty clinic, expanding urgent care hours, things like that. And we're even working on keeping more inpatients in the hospital as well, keeping care local for those patients who need admitted. So we're doing a lot of great work at the hospital, and I think this is just one, you know,
it's one example of
one specific example showing how we truly care about our residents. We don't want to send you to Columbus if we can keep you here in Kenton. Like you said, the commute, some of these medications might make you feel tired, sleepy, things like that. Gas prices. So all of it, we're working to keep our care as local as possible.
Yeah, and in today's world, technology, we have access to care in Columbus or any other area. You can tap into those resources no matter where they are.
Absolutely, yep. We work with providers throughout all of Ohio Health. We work with providers from other health organizations and referring patients to our hospital for treatment. So technology is great, and it's really helped us expand and provide the best care we can.
Yeah, this really shows I'm old, because I remember party phone lines, talking to us. We've come a long way, haven't we? So think about that. I mean, technology really has helped you big time.
Oh, just even when I went through my surgeries and I was stuck in Indianapolis, with the technology, I was still working every day. I was just working from my hospital bed. Technology, and again, full transparency, my wife works at Ohio Health Hard, and she's always talking about the new things that you're doing, and I love to see it. And not for me, because aside from the infusion, I don't really need any other services right now. But I know there's a lot of people in this community that we deal with on a daily basis that are driving to Columbus or Cleveland for services that, hopefully, like doing things like this will show them that, maybe you need to check local and save you a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, and what does that do for economic development, having a hospital
like
this here?
Yeah,
right?
I would assume that people looking to invest in the community, probably one of the first things that they look at is what type of health care is available. So I can only assume that Hardin doing all the good things that they're doing will only help economic development.
I would only think that if someone's looking at two towns similar size like ours and another, they don't have a hospital, we do. Yeah. I think we get the edge there, right, Jake? Don't you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to certain medical emergencies or treatment like that, time really is a factor. And if you have somewhere where you can, call CATS for $2 and get a ride to the hospital right down the road and get your treatment really close to home, it makes a difference.
Yeah. And what do you hear from some of the patients? I mean, do they tell you things like that?
Oh, we've had a number of, I like to call them patient success stories, but we were able to get their treatment moved from even Lima or Columbus. They were just having a 30-minute to an hour commute, and the fact that they're able to get treated close to home, it makes all the difference.
Yeah,
they can have family members come with them. They have a better support system here in the community. They don't have to worry about that transportation burden. So it's really been a great thing for our community.
That adds to their health as well, improving health, because that support for them is immensely important.
Absolutely. Access to healthcare is everything. And I think we've seen throughout not only the state but the country, we do have some healthcare deserts where you have to drive a certain amount of time just to see a primary care doctor. But the fact that such a small community like Kenton can have all these offices and a hospital that does all these services is amazing.
And then you have someone who really puts out the news releases, really promotes someone named Olivia. I'm constantly getting emails, which I do appreciate. But you have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we're doing so many things, to bring that care close to home. Just some things off the top of my head. Our MRI department is up and running for about, I'd say, 9 months now, and we're already seeing lots of improvements in expanding access to care. We used to have that mobile unit a couple days a week. Now it's on site. You can have that care when you need it. We're renovating our operating suite, our surgical space, making that more comfortable for patients, modernizing that surgical equipment, and bigger recovery bays, some aesthetic changes. And then another thing that's really exciting is our virtual cardiology and neurology consultations. So when you're in the hospital and you need those appointments, you need those consultations, you can stay in the hospital and get connected virtually with a provider. And again, it's that close to home specialty care.
Yeah, absolutely. What does the future look like? General updates for HMH. What's coming? What's on the horizon? I need a scoop here. I need the first story. General updates for HMH.
You know, other than the major projects she mentioned, our real goal right now is, you know, keeping our care local. We're trying to keep as many patients in Hardin County as we can. You know, part of that has to do with expanding with telehealth services, getting more providers on board, you know, making sure we have all the tools we need to treat the patients that we receive.
Yeah,
I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's always that keeping care close to home.
I just look at Olivia, and she knew to take it on. That's good. The connection, Sheriff, and you work with HMH on numerous things, right? There's a great...
always have, and again, you know, they've always been a good partner to the community, and, you know, sometimes we have inmates that we have to take out there, or you know, we're involved in a lot of the same community events. I sit here and I wonder just what this community would be like without them. And I can tell you, I don't think we would not be as successful as we are without them. I mean, that's a guarantee. Yeah. So as citizens, I think we need to, you know, use their services as much as possible, because this community would be devastated without them.
Yeah. You work with them for drug take back.
Absolutely.
Things like that.
Yeah.
That always is a great relationship, right?
Like I said, there's a lot of community events. Today, or Tuesday, Ohio Health personnel and some of my staff are out doing the food drive. Mm-hmm. They do that every month.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just being part of the community and helping those that need help. I mean, that's my core value, and I know that's Ohio Health Hardin's core value as well. So it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the food drive. That is still going on, and people need to know it's every month.
Yeah, every month. It's the last Tuesday of every month. Yep.
Yeah, and it's out at the 292.
Home Run Park.
Yeah, I wasn't hitting a home run on that one. So we are rapidly running out of time, but I don't want to just leave it without you. If you feel something you want to share, Sheriff,
I will just say this, and then I'll pass the microphone. But from a personal level, this is Keith speaking. I know that I am blessed to have local services. I am blessed that Jake, you know, sort of took my calls on. And again, I wasn't complaining about driving to Indianapolis, but it sure is nice not having to.
Yeah.
And I will still have to go back there to see my doctors and whatnot. But the monthly trips, you know, he just saved me a lot of time. But to have this hospital here and is just such a benefit to the community. And again, if my story helps anybody, then it's well worth putting it out there.
Yeah, it's good to have a spokesperson like that, isn't it, Olivia?
Yeah, we're so grateful for you for sharing your story and really getting the word out about this. I think if I could have a question for you, what is maybe for someone who is, you know, really wanting that care close to home, hearing this story of yours, what is that one thing you want them to take away if they're considering getting that care at Hardin Memorial?
I would ask them to go out and speak with the staff, speak with whoever would run whatever department that they're needing services from, because I guarantee you, once you make that contact and once you have that conversation, they will choose to go to Hardin. When someone, and I know there's a lot of people in this county that are traveling for medical care, if they see what is available and then they speak to the staff, because the staff is awesome out there.
Yeah.
You know, I've dealt with different departments out there, and they're just all awesome. But if someone was to take it upon themselves to investigate and say, hey, okay, I got to go to Columbus for this, but can you offer it here? And once they talk to the staff out there, their mind will be made up.
Jake, that makes your job a little easier, doesn't it?
It definitely does, yeah. I will say, too, we, just specifically for our infusion center, we do anything from as simple as vitamin B12 injections all the way up to chemotherapy for oncology indications. So if you are out in the community and you're currently traveling to receive infusions at a different infusion center and you're looking for another alternative to save that commute or stay local, reach out to us. If it's something that we don't have on formulary, maybe, how we did in Keith's instance, we can go down the right paths and get it available for you here so we can treat you close to home.
I like the way you're not afraid to try something different.
Right.
You don't just stay the same, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, healthcare is always evolving. Exactly. You know that. Studies are always coming out. Treatments are always changing. Technology is improving. So who knows where we'll go, 20 years from now. But right now, we have the tools we need to help treat these people in need.
I'm just waiting for the days like on Star Trek when they can just light a little device on you and heal you. Is that coming? Is that any time?
I think that's next month.
Next month?
Maybe October.
We'll be back on the show then.
That's my exclusive. I got it. Jake Abbott, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate you taking time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Olivia Weiss, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Dennis.
And Hardin County Sheriff Keith Everhart.
Dennis, as always, thank you very much for having us. And again, I just implore you to go check out the services that you are in need of, and I bet they can help you out.
Yeah. Come back and visit again sometime, won't you?
Yeah.